Now you come to that which is indeed frightening, and it is the slaying of Jezebel. But this woman had been a bloody, mean woman. I'm going to read verse 30. When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. She painted her face, tired her head, and looked out at the window. All right, now let's take a look at this, because this is something that reveals what a terrible person she was. She was a member, actually, of a royal family, and she apparently had been one of the most beautiful women of her day and of all history. I think that Jezebel, as a young woman, would compare with Helen of Troy, with Cleopatra, Salome, and Catherine de' Medici. And when Ahab and Jezebel married, it was the society event of the year. The best people of the two kingdoms were there, and there was a surplus of royalty. It was respectable and dignified, and not even an Elijah could find fault. The common people of both realms celebrated. She was a daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and it should be added also that the demons of hell joined the festivities, and they laughed with glee, and the devil was glad, because crape was on the gate of heaven, and angels wept. Instead of wedding bells, it was a funeral dirge. And that's heaven's view, I think, and the world's view that's always in conflict and would be of this world today. Why is the world optimistic and heaven pessimistic? Well, God looks on the heart, and man only has a short view. Jezebel is one, I think, of the most remarkable women in history. She was capable, she was influential, and a dominant personality, and apparently cold as a fish, and probably sexless, but beautiful. Her evil influence was felt in three kingdoms and extended beyond her lifetime. Her notorious life became a proverb. She poured a stream of poison into the stream of history, and Scripture never mentions her again until you come to the end of the Bible. Her name is suggestive. It means unmarried, chaste. And you have here a veiled suggestion of an abnormality and a perversion. She was feminine with a masculine touch, seductive and alluring. Hollywood brazenly calls it sex appeal. She was the Bridget Bardot of her day. Strong men yielded to her seductive charm. No one resisted her, not even Ahab. She dominated him and ruled the northern kingdom. She introduced the worship of Baal. She imported 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Astarte. She was reckless, violent, and rapacious and ferocious. She killed God's prophets. God's people went underground. She engineered a marriage of her daughter to the house of David. And the very interesting thing is that this woman now thinks that the end has come. During her long reign as the consort of Ahab, no person dared to oppose her, and her will was supreme. There is one exception, that was Elijah, and she almost exterminated all the prophets. She is the Clytemnestra of Greek tragedy. She is the Lady Macbeth of Shakespeare. Her crimes were many. Blood flowed freely from her influence. None resisted. It seemed as if God was in hiding and doing nothing. Then she committed her crowning crime. She slew Naboth, that Ahab might possess the vineyard. It was high-handed, cold-blooded murder, and a dastardly deed. And heaven could no longer remain silent. God's patience was exhausted, and he sent Elijah. And the day came now for the reckoning of it all. First it was Ahab. Died just as the prophet said he would, and the dogs licked up his blood. Now, the thing's going to happen to this woman, that she'll be trodden underfoot and the dogs will eat her, and she'll not even have a decent burial. 14 years elapsed after the death of Ahab. Jezebel did not believe God's word would ever be fulfilled. She was unmoved. She defied God. She stayed on in Jezreel. And perhaps the death of Ahab was just a coincidence. Jezebel could get by nothing could happen to her. But you know, there's a law of God written in neon lights in every sphere in the crosswords of the world. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. And with what measure ye meet, it'll be measured unto you, the Lord Jesus said. Now, did Jezebel get by with it? I turn now to the most sordid and sadistic chapter in history. It's gruesome, it's ghastly, and it's a gory sight. And added to that, it's grisly. It's revolting and repulsive here on the page of Scripture. Jezebel is the queen mother. She's living in luxury in the palace of Jezreel. And the terrible prophecy of that horrible man, Elijah, has not been fulfilled. Out of the north came a swift chariot. Jehu was driving furiously. He slew two kings, the king of Israel and the king of Judah. Jezebel saw her own son brutally slain before her, and she put on sackcloth and ashes. Now, what does she do? Well, she painted her face, she tired her head, she looked out a window. This proud queen still thought she could seduce her captor and captivate him with her charms. But she's got a grandson, 23 years old. She's no longer young. She's an old woman now. And Revlon and Helen Curtis and Max Factor combined couldn't help her at all. They had no secret formulas for lotions, powders, sprays, and creams to make this faded queen look attractive. She looks out from the window, and she uses flattery.